Welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
Hey there, Dr. Dave back with you. Welcome to episode 121 of the David Matto Lifestyle Show. And of course, you know, it's the show where I help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. I'm at the Winnipeg, Manitoba Airport right now, getting ready to fly back to the States, going through Toronto. I've been in Winnipeg for the past few days. Rich and I were speaking in front of a great audience. It's funny, on the license plates, this is the first time I've ever been in Winnipeg, and on the license plates in Winnipeg, the slogan says, Friendly Winnipeg. I know, I think it says actually Friendly Manitoba. The province is Manitoba, Friendly Manitoba. And let me tell you something, that's pretty darn accurate. These are some of the friendliest people I've ever seen on the planet in Winnipeg, Manitoba. It's the only, I have not been through the entire province, but if I can extrapolate, I'm going to say the entire province is really friendly. I'll tell you, there's something about being in Canada that I've noticed. The people are just really friendly. I could really see living here. I love it. I can't wait to come back to Winnipeg, Manitoba. Not only that, but come back to any part of Canada. I just love Canadians. And thanks so much for having me speak at the conference over the past couple of days. It's been beautiful. So I've got to tell you something pretty interesting. On my cab ride over here to the airport, I got here pretty early. So I got here early enough to, at least to record this podcast, which you're going to be hearing just in really less than 48 hours. That's how fresh this is. That's how new this is right here for you. I do it for you. So the cab driver was this young Indian man, really nice guy. Now, a lot of times, you know, I generally just don't get into conversations with cab drivers or, you know, even as you know, people on planes. I just kind of try to stay to myself. I'm usually kind of doing my own thing. But this guy was really nice and he started asking me questions. It's kind of the typical questions like, how long have I been in Manitoba? Where am I from? When am I coming back? And it kind of morphed into, he said, what do I do for a living? And my answer, I've come up with over the years, it's been really tough for me to explain to people what I do for a living because I used to go into like all this detail and bore people and it was hard to understand. So these days, I just simply say, somebody says, what do you do for a living? The easiest thing is I say, I'm a motivational speaker because you know something, everybody understands what that is. And then if they want to ask me more about it, that's fine. They can do that. But I just said, I'm a motivational speaker. And he looked in the rearview mirror and he said, oh, really? He said, his whole face lit up. He said, oh, could you please motivate me? I said, well, sure. You know, we've got about 10 minutes in this cab. I'll do the best I can to motivate you. Tell me what you need motivation for. And he just went on. So he drives the cab on the weekends only. And he's been in Manitoba for 4.5 years. He came from India with his family. He drives the cab on weekends. And his dream in life is to become an engineer. So I think he might have said mechanical engineer. I'm not sure exactly what kind of engineer. And he said he's just started school and he finds it very difficult. He doesn't find the studying part difficult. Like the actual learning is not difficult, but the time management and just getting things done. He said it's not like going to college where you could kind of put things off, you know, to the last minute, and he always made out fine. But he said now he's got to really organize his time, or else it's not going to work for him. So we said we got into a great conversation. I told him, he said, well, how can I do that? How can I organize my time? And I said to him, well, first of all, what you need to do is figure out what your priorities are. So in other words, if there's other things other than like true priorities that are just sucking your time away from you, such as people in your life that are just, they're sucking your time and energy away, but you just don't really need that. Or it could be anything. It could be spending too much time on social media. It could be anything. Identify anything that's sucking your energy and sucking your time away and learn that you've got to minimize that. You've got to mitigate those time suckers or else you're never going to have time for the things that are really important to you. And he, I'll tell you, this guy was so cool. If he could, he was driving, so he couldn't really take notes. But if he could have taken notes, he was like a sponge. He was just soaking all this up. He couldn't get enough information from me. He just kept asking me things like, "How did I do it?" And we had a great conversation. And I basically told him, "Look, I teach this on my podcast." I told him a little bit about my podcast, and I told him I teach my friends and followers, you know, if you really want to do something in your life, if you want to do something badly enough, you're going to be able to do it. And I looked at him and I said, "I know, I can tell you're just really passionate about becoming an engineer. And I can just see it. I can feel it. I can feel it in your voice. I can sense the energy." He said, "Yeah, I really want to be an engineer." I said, "Well, guess what? You're going to do it. You're going to succeed. I'm telling you right now, you're going to be fine. Just work hard and you're going to do it." And I told him, the most important thing is to do what you want to do in life. Don't be dictated by other people or what society wants you to do, or just don't get kind of led down different paths. I didn't go into this with him, but I started to kind of think during this ride. It was only a short ride. It was maybe 10, 15 minutes at the most. And I started kind of thinking to myself about the time that I wasted, like in high school and college, and even going through dental school. I really didn't know what I wanted. Sorry about the announcement in the background, but when you're recording in an airport, you just got to go with it. You got to do the best you can. So we've had that before. We've had announcements in airports before, so I know you're probably used to it, because that's kind of my life. And by the way, the life of a motivational speaker, the life of somebody that travels a lot to different cities, it's not really as glorious as you might think it is. I mean, it's traveling is difficult, especially with a leg injury from skiing. It's you know, traveling is difficult, staying in hotel rooms, making sure you're eating the right healthy food, getting the exercise. It's not easy, and it's not as glorious as some people might think it is. And right about now, from my jet lag from coming from Japan, my speaking schedule, I've got kind of like a low-grade bug, something going on right now, my skiing injury. I got to tell you something. I got to be totally honest with you, and I could be honest with you because you're my friend. If you're listening to this right now, you are my friend, and it's just difficult. And I cannot wait to get home and sleep in my own bed and hang out with my cats and my wife Yoko and just have some food that we make at home. I just can't wait to get back. It's been really, really difficult. I almost feel like I need to take like a week off and just kind of reboot my whole body. I almost feel like I need to do that. But anyway, but getting back to this cab ride, I started when he was talking to me about, you know, I was about becoming an engineer, and I told him that, you know, do what you really want to do and don't be dictated by anybody else. I started kind of thinking back to my high school days and to how I didn't really like fit in with any particular group. Like, I certainly wasn't one of the athletes, one of the jocks. I didn't fit in with them very well. Although I thought I was a decent athlete, but not good enough to be on any team. So I wasn't like one of the cool athletes in the class. I certainly wasn't one of the smartest, you know, one of the intellectuals. I wasn't in the highest classes, and I didn't hang around with like the brain people. So that kind of left with the kind of like the hippies, the druggies, and I didn't fit in with them either. So I was kind of like, I don't know, I kind of drifted along, doing my own thing, but just not really knowing what direction to go. And that actually kind of followed me into college as well. I selected a college. Well, I didn't even select it. My mom and dad selected a college for me that they thought would be best, but it really wasn't best for me. And I lasted 2 years there. And I just kind of spent a lot of my younger years kind of drifting from one thing to another. And maybe from the outside, a lot of people thought that I was happy and doing the right thing and going to be successful. But I just never felt like I was making my own decisions. I felt like decisions were always being made for me. These days, I'd say over the past 10 years, you know something? I'm the one that's making every single one of my decisions. I just don't let outside forces and other people and society dictate what I do. And ever since I've learned this, ever since I've been like my own person and not kind of like just a drifter, just drifting blindly and hoping that each day would be okay, but who knows if they really were, my life has totally, totally changed. And I just love helping and influencing other people and help motivating and inspiring other people. And so I felt during this cab ride with this young Indian guy, by the way, he told me how old he was. He was like 20, I think he said 23 years old, I mean, like a young kid, much younger than my kids. And so I'm talking to this guy, and then of course, we're talking about, I said, well, look, it's not only about what you do for a living. It's not only about being an engineer, but you've got to be healthy. You've got to be happy. Those are like the most important things in life. And I started talking to him a little bit about, you know, what I eat and how I don't eat any animal products and how I don't wear any animal products. And he was just all ears, and he was listening and just soaking up this information. And we just became, in this 10-minute ride, became great friends. As a matter of fact, I told him to please friend me on Facebook, which he did, and I accepted his friendship. So I hope we stay in touch. I told him to please stay in touch. He asked me some of the obvious questions, like, well, where do you get your protein? Because as it turned out, he's vegetarian. He's vegetarian, he said, by his religion, he's vegetarian. So he doesn't eat meat, but he does eat dairy, and I believe he does eat eggs. And he asked me, he said, where do you get your protein? And it's a very commonly asked question, of course, as you know. And I just looked at him, I said, thanks for asking. I said, it's a great question. I said, I'm asked this all the time. And I said, I get all of my protein from plants. I said, we human beings do not need as much protein as the marketers, as the meat industry and the dairy industry try to make everybody believe. We get plenty of protein from plants, and I do just fine. And I recommended to him, and I even wrote it down for him, the book called Proteinaholics by Dr. Garth Davis. I believe that's his name, Dr. Garth Davis. I believe that's his name. I hope I got that right. Unless it's Dr. Garth West. I get that mixed up. So I hope I get that right. We're going to look it up, and I'll make sure we put that on the show notes. It's called Proteinaholics. One of the best books I've ever read. And again, this young man, I don't have his name in front of me, but he was loving all this new information. I believe in this 10 to 15 minute taxi ride, I believe I changed another life. Now, again, I didn't pressure him into going vegan. I don't do it that way. I try to be very kind and respectful to people, because let's face it, most people in the world are not vegan. Most people are omnivores. Most people are eating meat and eating dairy and eating eggs. And if I try to look down upon people and made them feel like fools, and you know, I wouldn't have any friends or followers. That's crazy. And for 58 years of my life, I was eating meat and I was eating eggs and consuming dairy products and wearing animal products. And so who am I to ever look at somebody that is doing that now and say, you're wrong, you're a horrible person? No, I as I told you, I lead by example. I try to inspire. I try to show people how it's worked for me, and not only for me, but for the animals and for the planet. And we got into a nice conversation. It's kind of hard to believe that in the 10 to 15 minutes I talked to him about all this stuff, but I did. And yeah, I intentionally moved the conversation from engineering to eating. I did that because I figured I had a few minutes left with this gentleman. I was going to let him know about health and about what we can do to change this planet. He was very, very interested. So I've got a new Facebook friend. I told him to please stay in touch. I believe he will. And oh my God, it's so much fun, inspiring. But still, I want to let you know that traveling is difficult, and I'm in a kind of a rut right now as far as being tired and having this low-level little bug right now that just I'm congested. Trust me on this one. The travel is not as glorious as so many people think it is. So many people want to be like this quote-unquote rock star where they're traveling around and staying in hotels. And by the way, it's so funny. So I'm sitting here at the airport, and about 5 minutes ago, I'm sitting here like getting some things organized, sitting in a chair, kind of in this big lobby area. And I hear somebody say, Dr. Matto, Dr. Matto. Now I'm in Canada. I don't really know anybody here. And sure enough, this guy came up to me. He was in my conference the other day where I spoke, and he recognized me, and he said, he made my day. He said, your talk was so good. I enjoyed it. And I just wanted to come over and say hello to you and thank you. So the life of a motivational speaker is good. I love it when I inspire. I love it when I get positive feedback from people like that. But it's not always simple. Sitting in these airports and going in taxis and hotel rooms and rental cars, it's not always as much fun as it sounds. So just remember that, please. And I will tell you this also. I had some haters on Facebook over the past few days as well. I posted a really innocuous message on Facebook because I had this little, I was in the concierge lounge yesterday getting my breakfast, and had this, you know, of course they had eggs and bacon and all that. And in Canada, they don't call it Canadian bacon. They just call it bacon, by the way. But of course I avoided that. But I saw this beautiful container of oatmeal. So I've got enough experience to know that a lot of times in restaurants and hotels, oatmeal can contain milk. So I asked the nice young lady that was working there if the oatmeal contained milk, and she checked and she said, yes, it does contain milk. So I put this innocuous post, just kind of this friendly tip, said to people that are vegan, Mr. Vegan is here, Mr. Vegan, I pronounce it vegan because I am Mr. Vegan, people that are vegan, and I just pretty much said, like, if you're vegan, please be aware if you're eating in a restaurant or a hotel or something like that, if you're eating oatmeal, please ask if it has dairy, because you'd be surprised how often oatmeal has dairy. And oh my God, I got this horrible comment from somebody. In fact, I reposted it. So if you go to my Facebook page, you can do it. You can search for this. But this woman was like so hateful and telling me like she feels cows have horrible lives, but she says vegans have even more horrible lives. And she went on and on and on to tell me how horrible vegans are. And we're just, and oh my God, this was just one of the most hateful messages I've ever gotten on Facebook. And then I had another woman who came on this morning, and I can't remember if she commented on that or whether she had her own hateful message, but I don't think it's a full moon today or last night, but some of the most crazy people are coming out. Because when, as my friend Laurie Andraska says, she's living in, I believe, where does she live? I can't remember, Laurie, whether you live in Scotland or Ireland, but I know you're over there somewhere. But she told me when you're out there, when you're helping people and when you're well known, you know, you're going to get a percentage of people that just hate you and make these crazy comments. And I had some other people tell me that as well over the past few days. So, you know, again, I'm very, very thick skinned. I'm not going to stop spreading the word, and I'm not going to stop inspiring people just because a few crazies out there who are very, I don't know if they're jealous. I don't know if they're hateful. I don't know if it's the cognitive dissonance, creeping into their lives, and they know on some level what they're doing is really not right, but they try to make excuses, for what they're doing, and in making these excuses, they attack people that they see that maybe they feel are doing it the right way, but they know there's no way they could ever do it like that, so they just start attacking. And it's just, I feel really, really bad for these people. And this one woman that attacked me so horribly on Facebook, I noticed that she didn't have a picture, and I don't know if this is the right thing or the wrong thing I did, but I said, well, you know, you're telling me how unhealthy I am and how healthy you are. I said, let me just see a picture of you. Let me see what you look like. Let me see how healthy you look. And she refused to send me a picture. So I just have a feeling her life is probably just an unmitigated disaster. And that's one of the reasons she doesn't have any pictures up, and she didn't want to send me a picture. She made it an excuse that she doesn't want to waste her time taking selfies, and she doesn't need to do that, and stop asking for pictures. So I kind of read between the lines and felt that this woman has some pretty, pretty serious problems in her life. But oh my God, it's just, you know, but most of the people on Facebook, most of the people on social media are very respectful and very nice and want to learn. And that's why they hang out with me, and that's why I hang out with them. And if there are any hateful people, I just get rid of them. I block them, or, you know, unfriend them or something. It's not worth my time to spend hours or even minutes with people that don't want to hear the message and attack you and are hateful. It's crazy. And I'm going to recommend, we're going to go full circle on this broadcast. I'm going to recommend that, as I was telling my new Indian friend, the cab driver, the future engineer, I said, you know, you've got to manage your time and don't waste time on things that are just sucking away your time and energy. So I recommended to him, just reevaluate who he's spending time with and what he's doing, and get rid of the stuff that's just taking the energy away. And I'm doing the same thing. If somebody's taking my energy away on Facebook or anywhere in my life, I won't hate them. I won't say bad things about them. I'll just kind of release them to the universe and spend my time on the things that are really valuable, the things that I want to do in my life. Because again, my passion is to help others, to help you to live just a fun, great life. Because let's face it, time goes away really quickly. Time just goes, and the older you get, the faster it goes. And who knows how much time we have left on this planet? You never know. I mean, I try to do everything healthy, and hopefully I've got a lot of time left, but you just never know. You just never know what's going to happen. So in the amount of time I've got left on this planet, I want it to be worthwhile. I want it to be good. And again, you know, yeah, my passion is to help you. My passion is to be a friend of yours and to hang out with you and just to let's make our lives really great. That's what it's all about, right? Are you with me? Are you with me? If you're with me, I'm telling you, like I've said before, I'm not going to let you go so easily. I want you to hang with me. I want you to be part of this whole movement. And let's make this planet a better place to live for more people and more animals. And let's live our lives and make them as best as we possibly can. And having said that, guess what? We got 121. Episode 121 is now in the history books. It's done. And you'll see me back or hear me back when we're ready to take on episode 122 of the David Matter Lifestyle Show. And until next time, I want to tell you, I love you. I really do. Have a great week. This is Dave, Mr. Vegan, saying over and out. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.